Now, that means, of course, good works don't justify you, don't make you righteous in God's sight, right? You get married to the king's son not by becoming a good person, but by believing what the king's son says in his wedding vow. But now you get to be a good person. What's the purpose of being a good person if it's not for the sake of justifying yourself before God? God doesn't need your good works, but your neighbor does. Your good works are needed outwardly. Actually, there are two ways in which your good works are needed. God doesn't need them, but your neighbor needs them, and your body needs them, Luther will say. Good works are done to discipline the body, mortify the flesh, fight against the sin that is still in us. Because remember, we are both sinners and righteous at the same time. We're still sinners all the time. You could say that the prostitute still has the prostitute's thoughts running in her head, and she has to remind herself, no, I'm the king's beloved. I'm not who I used to be. I have to fight against that old self. Luther will say, you have to fight against the old Adam in you. That's the old self. It's not who we are anymore. So you fight against that. But the fight is cheerful. It's not like in the early Luther's writings where he's trying to hate himself, accuse himself, damn himself. No, you fight against the old Adam in you because that's no longer who you really are. You fight against the old Adam in you cheerfully. Right? The way, if you were a prostitute to get married to a king, you'd have to remind yourself, hey, I'm not who I used to be anymore. I don't have to think like that. The news is better than that. I'm a better person than that because that's what my beloved says. I have to remember that. So I can keep on remembering the good news instead of the bad news about who I used to be. So good works do discipline your life, especially outwardly. You remember, oh, look, I don't behave like that anymore because I'm not that kind of a person anymore, because I'm now the person that the gospel says I am. So there's all sorts of discipline. There's fasting and prayer and spiritual discipline and all that sort of thing, which don't make you a good Christian. Only faith makes you a Christian, right? Only believing makes you a Christian. But those good works are a good discipline. They help your body. They help outwardly, right? They don't help your soul. Good works don't help your soul, don't help your heart, don't help your conscience, don't help you inwardly, but they help your body outwardly. And more importantly, good works help your neighbor. Good works are fundamentally works of love, and you serve your neighbor as Christ serves your neighbor. That's why God saves you, so he can give you to your neighbor in love. In all this, the law comes in to guide us in external ways. But for Luther, the law must never sort of get into your conscience, unless it's going to terrify you and drive you to the gospel, that evangelical use. But the law is not there to tell you who you are inwardly. The law is not there to say, be this kind of person. Like, that would be like telling a prostitute, behave like a queen. That doesn't help. But the gospel tells the prostitute, you are my beloved. You are married to the king's son. Would you believe that? And if you believe it, that's what changes you. So the law is not supposed to tell you who you are. It just guides you outwardly in outward deeds, in outward good works. So Luther makes this inner-outer contrast, and we'll be seeing that contrast over and over again later on in his works. The law is outward, the gospel is inward. Faith is inward, good works are outward. Likewise, outwardly, while we are in this life, we remain sinners. Right? We are sinners and righteous at the same time. The righteousness is the inner part, the righteousness by faith. But we are also sinners still. Outwardly, we still have those bad habits from the old Adam. We still sometimes think like prostitutes rather than royalty, even though God says we're royalty. So we have this unbelief which doesn't take in the gospel and believe what God says about us, so we behave like we were sinners. And we do really sin, but here's the last point about this outward stuff. Our sin is not counted against us, Luther says. It is not imputed. This is technical language. The sin is not imputed. It doesn't count. We do really sin. All the good works of a righteous person are sins, as Luther says. Right? Everything we do, considered in and of itself, apart from the mercy of Christ, is sin. But because the mercy of Christ is real and really governs who we really are, governs our lives, the sin isn't counted against us. It's not imputed. So inwardly, we are freed by faith. Outwardly, well, our good works aren't good enough to justify us, but they're not counted against us because of their sinfulness. Now, this is all aiming at a very technical point, which I want to get to. The later Lutheran tradition spoke of a third use of the law. Remember I mentioned two uses in Luther. Luther will typically identify two uses. There's the external use of the law, the civil use, which terrifies evildoers and sort of threatens murderers so they won't commit murder. That's merely outward. Then there's an inner spiritual use of the law which terrifies you in your conscience, so you'll go to the gospel. Right? It doesn't make you a good person, and you shouldn't let sort of the law define who you are, but it does scare you enough that you go back to the gospel all the time.